Episode 4, Seasons and Travel. Hey everyone, welcome back to episode number 4. If you're not more, listen to episode number 2, 3 and 1. Go have a look, listen to it, because there's always a continuation and you should know what's happening. Even though it's not interesting, but it's interesting for me to share my experience. Everything's on my own perspective and my own experience. So go and have a look, listen to it, and yeah. So let's go into episode 4. So episode 4 is all about seasons of Norway, and my travel experience here into different countries, not in Norway. So I've been loving the spring season because there's 4 seasons here. As you know, like, we in India, we have like 4 seasons, like kind of 4 seasons, but not really 4 seasons. But yeah, they have perfect 4 seasons: spring, summer, autumn, winter. Spring, my favorite, my best ever season, because everything is so colorful, everything blooming, you know, leaves are green, like, you know, like now you see the trees during winter, they stand like a log of wood without nothing, like everything is shredded, like, you know, everything is shredded. But now everything, every tree gets its leaves. It's so perfect because a tree should have a leaf. But here, during spring, everything comes out. I am so happy. I love to see that. I take a lot of pictures. I'm so obsessed with spring. Guys, if you let me to talk about spring in Norway, I'll talk a lot. That's what I'm here to experience my, you know, tell my experience to you. Yeah. So, I love spring here. And spring is the time where you get, like, this warmth of the sun because, like, the traumatizing winter is over. Like, it's 4 hours of no sunlight, like gloomy, you won't have anything, it's always gloomy. Even though the sun, you can see the sun is up in the sky, but it's only sunlight, you don't get anything, no warmth, no nothing, it's only sunlight, there's no heat, you know, from the sun. Imagine that. I've never faced that in my life, you know, I've never experienced that, but this is the second time I'm doing that. And I'm like, wow, now I understand. And you know the sun is like far away from us, you know. It doesn't feel like, you look at it and you're like, sun is like, you know, like more far, like it's more far, like rather than being close to us. But during summers, I feel like the sun is like on my head. It's very close because 23 hours of sunlight. Yeah, basically 22-23, and I'm like, guys, I've experienced midnight sun. Okay, let's go into summer. Okay, summer is the time where really, you know, you get into all these party vibes, and it's so perfect. And you get like all these fests, music concerts, because during this time only, like, everybody has their summer vacation of 30 days or 40 days, and it's so perfect. They spend traveling to different countries or be in Norway. Me, I love to be in Norway during summers, even though the sun is like that and there's no problem for me. I love to be in Norway. Summers are the perfect time to spend around your family, with your friends. You'll work a lot because I love to work. So you work a lot also. And more parties, like, you know, clubs and that. Yeah, guys, you know, I know, you know, you should not go, but yeah, but I went, you know, that's not a problem, you know, with friends. Okay, you drink. I don't drink every day. It's only like socializing drink with my friends or something. I don't get drunk, but yeah, I only can remember. Yeah, I'll tell things later, don't worry. Nah, nothing serious, like nothing happened, but I have like a lot of stories about my friends, like what they did and how they were drunk. And yeah, like there's a lot about that. Like, summers are like crazy, you know, in Norway summers are crazy. So I love to do summer parties and inviting friends over, or having friends, like, you know, going to friends' place and that. And this summer's like a perfect time for me. And I love to, like, you know, during summer you wear like good dresses, like, you know, all these short pants and t-shirts and all these shorthand t-shirts, like, it's so nice. But during winter you have to be wrapped up, literally wrapped up. You have to put like inner layer, another layer, put that and this. And I'm like, no, I'm like, you know, I'm like more sort of a stylish, a city guy. I love to dress But during winter, you cannot even imagine of doing that because it's cold. If you're going to wear like good clothes, no, the cold is going to seep in through and you're going to freeze to death. Yeah, literally, your blood gets frozen. So, summer, the best time. Spring and summer, like, you know, I like the period where like you get transitioned into summer. From spring to summer, that's the time where you get like a little bit of rainfall, and you know the weather's like kind of nice, like pleasant. I love those days. And like, you know, there's a lot of plants you can plant during, like, I think like during spring and summer, early summer, we plant a lot of plants, all the flower plants. I help my aunt to do it, and I have my own garden, you know, everything. So I love to do that. And I always, you know, that's a very special time. A very special time that all this happens. And summer is a very great time for me. You know, we do all these things. And I feel like it's not the season, but it's a time where we bond with everything. Yeah, I love the bonding. You know, I miss those bonding because back home, anytime, every time we bond. But here, there's only specific seasons and specific time where you get time to get bonding with all of your family members or your friends or whatever, because everybody's more busy in their work schedules and everything, so that doesn't sometimes fit everybody's schedule. So like, it was a very, you know, a different thing. And I felt it like kind of hard, because it was hard on me at the first place, but I got used to it, and I'm like, now I'm used to it, because like everybody has their own plans and schedules and everything. So like, you know, we have to like remember, respect, and you know, do all of those things. Okay guys, I'm like more into philosophy. I don't do advice. No, you guys already know it, like, you know, nah, you know, that's life, you know. So yeah, let's go into the seasons. So summer, I'm done with summer. Autumn, you know, autumn is nice. Sometimes it gets very hot, but autumn is perfect. All the leaves shred again. It's so nice to see all the leaves flying around, and it's so windy. I don't know how on earth it becomes so windy. It's so windy. It's so much of wind. It like woo, 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 always everywhere, wind and rain. Like towards the end of autumn, it starts to rain and it starts to snow also, basically. So like you have like a sleet. It's like that. So it starts to do everything, and I'm like, autumn, okay, I'm gonna miss autumn, because like, you know, the sun starts to go down, like, because it's not like during autumn, like you have like 20 hours, 19 hours, 18 hours, 17 hours, 16, 15, 14. The sun rise and sunset, the time starts to constrain. It goes down. I'm like, no way guys, we have like time change also. Like for the winter, the time changes on October 30th. Yeah, it changed on October 30th, no, 31st, yeah, 30th night, 31st, so basically 31st, whatever, and during March 30, I think so, yeah, no, March, I think somewhere now, something like now, I don't know, I'm not sure about all these things. That's on March 24, March 26, I think we have a time change, and the time change affected me a lot, in the first place, because the first time when we had a time change, like the clocks goes backward during the winter, we got an extra hour. I felt so weird, guys. That was so weird for me. I was like, I can't do this anymore, but I got used to it. Then when the clocks went forward, I didn't know the difference. I became used to it. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, it went, because you get like, when the clocks go forward, you get cut. So that happens, and I'm like, okay, fine, that's not a problem. So that happens during winter and before winter. This is like mid-autumn, and here it happens in the early spring. So yeah, it's not mid-spring, it's early spring. So, and the months for the spring is March, April, May. Summer is June, July, August. Autumn is September, October, November. Winter is December, Jan, Feb. Yeah, this happens, and it's so perfect. The winter is kind of long, but other seasons are like confined, like, you know, 3 months is like perfect, but the winter's kind of long. But I love it. And yeah, these are the seasons. And winter, I love to tell winter stories, because, you know, the first time when I came here, the winter was very perfect. The temperature was good. We had snowstorms, we had snow, that, this, everything is fine. Like, you know, there's a lot of snowfall, too much of snowfall, that's fine. But this year, 2024 Jan, we were hit by 4 different snowstorms in a month. Like every week, he had one snowstorm. Jan 1 and 2, there was a snowstorm. Then the second week of Jan, in between a day, we had a snowstorm. Then the next week, snowstorm. Then the next week, snowstorm. Like it was like one day snowstorm, you know? And that was traumatizing. And the temperature, it went up to minus 30 degrees, minus 27, minus 29. Jan was a very, very harsh month in my place. It was so bad. I was like, you know, guys, I want to leave home. I want to go back home. I want to have some sun. You know, no, this is, you did not tell this is going to happen. And this is happening. And I'm like, what? Why is it happening? Because it's so cold. You have to be wrapped up in like layers of clothes. And I hate it. Because, you know, you have to be taking out. Guys, I'm so done. This doesn't work. Because it's so hard. Imagine like wrapped up in clothes. Like during winter where you, like, you know, I don't know. The house became like an icebox during this drop of temperatures. So we had to have the heating system on the whole day. If you're going to have it for half an hour, everything gets frozen. It becomes so cold. I don't know. And electricity bill goes up like so good. I hate this winter. Like, you know, when it snows, it's not a problem. But no snow and this temperature fall is the worst ever thing. And another one more thing I want to say, during winter and like late autumn, auroras work so good. You can see auroras so clearly. And I had an opportunity to see aurora from Oslo, from the place where I live. I was like, I don't want to go to like high mountains and spend money to go and do aurora hunt. I saw it with my bare eyes. I was like, so fascinating. I was like literally standing in the streets for 2 hours, like looking at all these auroras until the power went down. Guys, that was the best experience I had, watching aurora from your own place. Imagine watching aurora from your own place. Like, you know, it's so visible. I love it. I love that so bad. So that happened, and that's always like, you have, I think, like the auroras like are more active during the winter months, like when it's very dark. And during like the late autumn and before winter, so it's like between all those months, so it's like September, October, November, like that, you know, those months where like the sun is like not too high, and like during early spring when the sun is like also like, you know, it starts to come up. And yeah, so that's the time where we saw auroras, and I love aurora. It's so good. Aurora borealis, so we call it aurora borealis or northern lights. That's a very fascinating and amazing phenomenon, you know. And I'm like, ooh, that's so nice. So this is about my seasons, and like going to travel, which is like not in Norway, because already I told we explored Norway. So my travel days in to Denmark, Sweden, France. So these are the 3 countries which I took a journey. Denmark, because I went to Denmark like 3 times, because the 2 times like the school took me, and the 3rd time is I had like my own plan, like with my friend. So we went to Denmark, and Denmark I visited the capital of in Denmark I visited the capital, Copenhagen. Then we went to Aalborg twice, because it was kind of close to my place where in Norway I lived before. I lived in a different place, in different city. Now I live in a different city. So it was like, you take a boat for 4 hours, I think, so 3.5, I don't know, I'm not sure. You like, you know, you can go to the city. It was so nice, you know, going over there, having good time. And you know, Denmark is literally the opposite to Norway. It's flat, totally flat. I'm like, why is it so flat? It's so like, you know, I feel like I'm like kind of like in India. It's so flat, and I'm like, this is so flat, guys, I don't want to be here. But the city, the Copenhagen city, I love that. There's no words to tell it, because you know why? It was so huge. It's like 10, like I don't know, like 4 or 5 times bigger than Oslo, or 10 times bigger than Oslo. I don't know how to say it. It was so big. Oslo, the capital of Norway, is very small. And there's like things to explore, but like a lot of mountains to climb. You can do like free hiking. You want to reduce your weight, go for hike. You want to, you feel bored, depressed, go for hike, because there's a lot of mountains to hike. But in Copenhagen, there's so much different. You have like Tivoli, it's like a park, like all these games and food items stalls, like that's a very good thing. Then there's a lot of stores, like a lot of, there's search hunts, a lot of monuments, like all these places. I loved it. I don't know, like those were like a perfect and beautiful days in Copenhagen, and spending time in Denmark. I don't know, I was like so obsessed with Copenhagen. Even though Aalborg is a small city, it feels like kind of like Oslo. But Copenhagen, guys, I'm like, I still dream, because I was there in Copenhagen for a week, and that was like my major trip. Basically, it was sponsored by the school, because in Falck High School we did that trips, because it was all included in our pay, whatever we paid our fees. So we went to Copenhagen. That was a very good trip. I loved Copenhagen. Then Sweden and France was all on my money, so I had my own trip. I went to Sweden, which is like Norway part two. No, Denmark, Norway, Sweden, they are like brothers and sisters. Everything is the same, only the language is different, but language also the same, you know, like Swedish, Danish and Norwegian are the same, like you can understand each other. I went to Sweden, I understood Swedish, and they understood us, even though we were playing in Norwegian. I was like, damn, that was so close. You guys understand us? Okay, that's cool. You know, language was like so easy. So I was like, okay, so if I master up Norwegian, if I'm going to talk with Norwegian in Denmark or in Sweden, they literally understand. But Denmark is like more like towards like German thing. Even though in Norway, we have like so many German words, like, you know, different for... we call air the same lift, they also call lift, so it's the same. But yeah, that was so nice, you know. And I don't know about that. And Sweden, I went to Gothenburg. I didn't go to Stockholm, but I'll make a trip during summers to Stockholm. I love to go to Stockholm, my favorite place, but I'll make a plan, because Stockholm, capital of Sweden, I have to have a visit. Definitely have to have a visit. And that was perfect, like going to Stockholm, going to Gothenburg, and that was also very big cities. It was my friend and me, we had to explore the city. We went to all these museums and that, and it was like after Christmas. It was nice, and it did not snow. Thank God, there's no snow. The weather was so perfect. It was like +3, +4 degrees. Because we had like minus during the month of December in Norway, in Oslo. But here it was plus. I was like, I need to live here. I'm moving to Sweden during winters, because it's like kind of okay. Like in Gothenburg, but in northern of Sweden, is very, very cold. It goes to minus 40, 45. But here it's like kind of okay. So I'm going to move out. And Sweden, like you, there's also a lot of places also to explore. And like we went to the museums, water parks, and castles and that was like more nice, you know, like Sweden. I loved Sweden, but I have to explore more in Sweden. Then my last trip, which I went in last during my Easter break, is Paris to France. Oh, I love it. It was so good. I saw Eiffel Tower, the, you know, I think like there are 7 wonders of the world. I've never been to one of the wonder of the world, which is Taj Mahal in India, but I had a time to go and look at the Eiffel Tower. I was like so astonished. I was like looking at that, what a great monument. It was so nice. So, you know, that was a very good experience. And I had to visit the Notre Dame Cathedral, which was burned down, and they're like reconstructing it. And like, you know, there's a lot of other different sites and different tourist spots, the museums, the Louvre museums, Mona Lisa paintings. Everything was perfect. I loved everything. But I want to go to Paris again, because, you know, summer in Paris, that's, you know, summer in Paris is so perfect. I love going to Paris during summer. And this is my 3 trips. But guys, I'm planning to go to Germany, you know, Latvia. I have like so certain place, because I have to save money. I have to save money for that, and I have to do trips. So I'll tell you about it later, maybe if I make a part 2 of this. No, I won't make a part 2 of this. I don't know, it's all up to you, your suggestions. If you want to do a part 2, like, what's really, you know, what do you want to talk, it's all up to you. So okay guys, so this is the end of episode 4, and wait to listen to episode 5. Bye bye.